Along Interstate 75 in rural Kentucky, one rest stop is doing its part to make road trips a bit better. Ron Smith of member station WEKU has this postcard.
Paul Kine of Chicago just got out of his car and is walking fast. So attempting to interview him about this one-of-a-kind rest area is a bit of a challenge.
Let me find out. That's why I'm here.
This rest area is definitely not your typical get off the highway, do your business, and get back on the road type of facility. With its limestone-faced exterior and its stone and cherry wood interior, the Kentucky Artisan Center is more resort lodge than rest stop. It showcases the works of homegrown artists. The center houses an art gallery and shops, along with a cafe and grill. Road-weary motorists are actually going out of their way to stop, like John Luttrell of Oliver Springs, Tennessee.
That's why we're here. I was told that this was a place to stop anytime you're going up and down 75, and we've been stopping here ever since for about the last 6 months.
Interstate 75 runs from northern Michigan to south Florida. Travel writer Dave Hunter says of all the rest stops along the 1,800-mile road, this one has the cleanest and best designed restrooms.
If I had to eat off a restroom floor somewhere on I-75, Kentucky would be my choice at the Traveler Center.
Hunter likes the touchless features. There are no entrance doors and thus no handles, manually operated taps and hand dryers, and self-flushing toilets, along with easy-to-clean stone counters, walls, and floors. But what really makes these restrooms special are the freshly cut flowers in denim-colored clay pots by the sinks. After the center opened in 2003, maintenance worker Pat Payne began snipping flowers, white and yellow daisies, and various wildflowers.
I was out one day and these flowers were blooming, and I asked my boss, I said, is it okay if I cut some flowers to put in the bathroom? He said, sure, just don't cut them all.
Payne even uses different flowers for the men's and women's restrooms.
We have brighter colors, the pinks, the rose-colored, more for the women's. We try to go with the yellows, the light browns, you know, the more greenery, and the men's, maybe a touch of orange.
First-time visitor Paul Kine of Chicago gave the restroom a thumbs up as he left. And first-time visitor Mildred Fargo of Atlanta liked what she saw.
It's absolutely inviting. Fresh flowers, it makes you feel like home.
Other rest stops on I-75 are no doubt clean and welcoming, but travel writer Dave Hunter says visitors won't find one that goes the extra mile for cleanliness and design. It makes motorists want to pull off the road at mile marker 77 at Little Berea, Kentucky. For NPR News, I'm Ron Smith.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go.